I was going to Bragan to meet Jana Chupsa. She is the local representative for the Swiss NGO Green Cross. This is an environmental organization. And she was 11 years old at the time of Chernobyl, and her family was one of the few families that actually stayed on in the area. So I asked Jana what it was like directly after the explosion.
I can divide my life into two parts, before Chernobyl and after. Before, we had a very happy childhood. We could swim in the local rivers. We could pick berries and mushrooms in the forest. Nothing was forbidden. But after the explosion, we children were taken to the local Ministry of Culture. We were put on buses and taken to various hospitals, far away from our families.
And when people were told they had to evacuate, was there a lot of anxiety, a lot of misunderstanding from the children?
The authorities tried to explain what was happening. People reacted differently. They cried. They were in tears. It was all so unexpected. Chernobyl was tragic for this area. It broke our lives and broke up our families. There were various situations. There was a lack of understanding. Many people didn't understand why families were being split up. The older people were saying, "What is this radiation? We can't see it. We can't hear it. It's not a war."
Что-то за такая радиация, мы же ее не видим и не слышим, это же не война.